chapter 31, verse 10. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10. I don't see Megan and Brian today. Where are they at? Okay. They need to be at church tonight. Run her down, Dad. Okay? I miss them. I want them to hear what preacher's going to say tonight for sure. And you couples need to, all you folks need to come back tonight. And the next few months I'm going to bring a message on the principles of marriage. And tonight's lesson one. And so come back tonight. I don't care how long you've been married. Someone can always help you. Amen. This morning we want to talk about we're going to honor our ladies. And here's the title, Jack. The Proverbs 31 Mother. The Proverbs 31 Mother. And let's stand for the reading of God's Word. Proverbs 31, verse 10. Good crowd today. Good to see each one of you. Good to see folks that visit before and come back. Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 10. Look what it says there in verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? If there ever was anything that America needed today, it needs virtuous women. Amen. It needs some. You say, well, preacher, what about the men? Father's Day's next month. I'm going to knock on them next month. But today I want to try to encourage you ladies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. I've been blessed. I married a virtuous woman. And you've been blessed because she's been the pastor's wife. Amen? The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her so that he shall have no need of spoil. Hey, Coolidge, I always buy Rosie a Mother's Day card. This couple weeks ago, I haven't given it to her yet. I'm going to give it to her after church. I bought a 4-foot card just to tell her how much I loved her. Amen? How much I appreciate it. And and it's still got a lot of good writing. It's a serious card, but it was a big jobber, you know. And I thought, hey, she deserves the biggest I can give her. I got her some flowers and I gave her some money to go out and buy a new dress. And amen. Notice, who can find a virtuous woman for her price is far above rubies? The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. How many see that? She seeketh woe and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She rises also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. Look over to verse 25. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. This is the kind of mothers we need. This is the kind of ladies we need. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, he praises her. Fellas, you ought to thank God for your wives. And let's have a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, I really think this is a special day. Pastor Dave talked about it in the first session. And Lord, it is a very special day. I thank you for my mother. I thank you for Rosie. And I thank you for my wife, who is not only a tremendous wife, but a tremendous mother. I thank you for the ladies of my church. I've got phenomenal ladies in this church. Thank you for them. Please bless them today. Please bless their homes. God, watch over them. And Lord, thank you for giving this church. Thank you for blessing this church with all these special ladies. we are so blessed to have such a great crowd of wonderful ladies that love you and serve you. Bless them from heaven today, I pray. And we'll praise you in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Today, as again, I want to wish all you mothers and ladies a blessed Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. I don't believe there is a day in the history of the United States of America where there's more of an urgency. Ladies, listen to me. I'm going to pour my heart out to you today. Ruthie, thank God for godly ladies like you. And I'm going to tell you, Mac, you and I grew up years ago, and even you got some years on me, but I remember when ladies used to be ladies. And I remember, I see Mrs. Cochran here, 90 years old, and I remember how ladies carried themselves and how they were so special in our lives. Can anyone say amen? And if there was one thing I could say today, there's an urgency in America. And there better be, I hope it's sounded out through all the fundamental churches all over America today. There's an urgency. There's an urgency in America to raise up in our homes some virtuous women. Because if there's any great need we need some mothers that can shape this nation for us. By the way, I've said this a lot of times, and I'll keep on saying it. The hand that rocks the cradle shapes the country. You ladies, you're not the head of the home, but I'll tell you one thing. You're sure vital important to the home. I'm going to tell you that right now. We desperately today need women to rise up and be the Proverbs 31 mothers. Ladies, I have made this statement, and I've said it again. I'm going to say it one more time. I just mentioned it. The hand that rocks the cradle shapes the country. You don't know. You don't realize how far-reaching effect you have on your children. You younger ladies that are raising children, you just don't realize the far-reaching effect that you have on your children. And even you grandmas that are reaching your children for God. We need some Proverbs. How many believe we need some Proverbs 31 mother today? Ladies, our foundations of our country are being continually eroded today because the home is being destroyed. The home as we know it today is being torn down and destroyed. No wonder there's over a 50% rate of divorce. Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The home is the foundation. Look up here. You want to have a happy family? Have a great home. You see people with good homes, you'll see people with good lives. I don't mean you don't get sick. Doesn't mean you don't have heartaches. Doesn't mean that you don't struggle through things. But I'm telling you, the home that's founded on the things of God is a home that's blessed by God. Listen, we need to get back to the old foundations of home, of godly homes, good homes, wholesome homes, where the family dwell together in the unity of God's holy word. We need to get some homes back on, founded on this word of God. Amen? What I'm saying is we need to get back to some old-fashioned homes. We need to be old-fashioned again. Because the fashion today is destroying America. Home where God is honored. Home where God's word is read and taught. Home where God's word is lived and shown forth to our children. Home, a home where families pray together and go to church together. Can anyone say amen? Homes that families take vacations together. Boy, take your vacation with your family. It just breaks my heart when I see people. Well, they're going to go on a vacation there, and then I'm going to take a separate vacation by myself, and then she's going to take. No, you're a family. Take your vacations together as a family. Eat dinner together as a family. One thing Rosie's dad taught me that. Growing up, even though I had a great mom and dad, my dad used to work 16 hours a day, and my mom really was not a great cook. She was a great mom, but she wasn't really great. And I ate a lot of Cheerios and a lot of TV dinners. And My mom and dad didn't raise me in church. They didn't go to church. They didn't get, my mom didn't, family didn't get saved till later after I got saved. A lot of times, the only time we sat together as a family was on Christmas. We'd go to my grandma's house or on Easter. That's sad. How many are hearing me today? You need to sit down every day as a family and eat together. It's quiet in here. I'm a stickler. My kids have honored their daddy and honored their mommy. When this church gets over, all my family comes over on Sunday. All my kids are with me. All my grandkids are with me. We eat together. Every Sunday, my family eats together. When they were growing up, we always ate together. But be honest with you, most of the time, Bobby, my family's so close to me, a lot of times they eat with Dad almost every day anyways. And I'm happy about that. But there's the home is, we've lost the touch of the home. Families need to eat together. Need to pray together. Need to sit down and talk to one another. Hello? We need to get our families back. We really do. That's what's wrong with America. We've lost the home. When you destroyed the home, see, that was the first thing that God ordained was the home. And when you don't have the home right, I know the reason we've got a country that's out of joint and disorganized is because the home's not right. I guarantee you, we get the homes right, you'll get the country right. Hello, can anyone say amen? The home is where it's at. We need to, listen, we need to eat together as a family. We need to talk together as a family. We need to read the Bible together as a family. Family devotions. We need to turn off all the TVs and radios and MP players and cell phones. And talk and interact with our children. You younger couples here that have got children, take some time with your children. Turn your TVs off and all the other junk and spend time with your kids. Take vacations with your kids. Do things with your children. We've got everything met upside down today. No wonder our homes are so torn apart. Listen, ladies, teach your daughters how to cook. Teach your daughters how to sew. Teach them how to clean the house. Guys love a clean house. Look up here, ladies. I want to tell you, guys love a clean house. You know why? Because they dirty it all the time. They do. And if it was up to them to clean it, they'd never do it. They'd leave. Listen, I guarantee you, Eddie would have, if little Eddie had 50 pairs of socks, Eddie would wear 50 pairs of socks before he washed them. I guarantee you. Why wash them? They're all right. They've been sitting over for a few days there. That's the mentality of guys. Thank God the moms who come in and take care of things. Amen? Listen, ladies, we need to prepare your daughters to be good, godly wives. You've got two daughters. Robin, you and Coolidge got some real challenges ahead. And it's up to you to raise those daughters and to teach them the things of God, like you're doing it. Keeping them in church and show them the things of God. That's so important. I can't stress that so much to you. We need some mothers that will be Bible examples for their children. Stay there in Proverbs because we're going to do Proverbs, but I gave one example, like Lois and Eunice was for Timothy. 2 Timothy 1:5 says, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice. Ladies, does your children see a living faith in you? Ladies, does your life exemplify Christ before your children? Lois and Eunice did, and it affected Timothy's life. Timothy became a preacher for God. Is your life, by the way, their life affected Timothy's. Ladies, is your life affecting your children for Christ? Is your life affecting your children for Christ? Is grandma, is your life affecting your grandchildren for Christ? Because I'm going to tell you right now, they look to mom and they look to grandma. They really do. By the way, you see when the baby fell, it was the mama that grabbed him. And now grandma's got him. Hello? Did you see that mother touch? Look up here. Do you see how important that you, and did you notice once mommy got him, everything was all right. Dad said, Dad, let me my mom. There's nothing like a lady's touch. Look up here. There's no love like a mother's love. There's no love like a mother's love. I don't care how good guys try. Mike, I know you love your son and your daughter, but I'll tell you, there's no love like your wife's for them. Isn't that something, Mike? No matter how much we love them, no one can take the place of mom. I'll tell you right now, she won't yell. She wants to be protected. She'll yell for dad, but she needs something to help. So say, Mom! Hello? Because that's mom, that's how God ordained. I'm going to be doing a lot of teaching about the home and the wife and the husband in the next few months here. I'm actually going to make a series of it. And listen, Timothy had a godly grandmother and a godly mother, and it affected his life. Look up here. Are you affecting your, ladies, how effective are you for your children? Are you affecting your grandchildren's life? Listen, moms, your children need to see a living example of Christ in you. They need to, Annie, when your kids, they need to see Christ, and I know they do, they need to see Christ living through you. They do, they need to see that. Lizzie, your boys, as muncho as they are, and they're lunkers like Eddie, they need to see Christ in you. And I'm going to tell you, they'll draw strength from you. You're both the lunkers, Eddie. It doesn't matter which one, little or old, young or old. Listen, wives, your husbands need to see a submitted, sold-out wife for Christ. I'm glad I got a sold-out wife for Christ. Your husband needs that. Because you know what? When he wants to determine to serve Christ, he needs to be encouraged to serve Christ. You know, let me help you ladies. Some of you struggle with church and stuff. Your husband gets excited about going. Then you say, I'm not going to go this week. You just wrecked everything. Then he drops out, then you can't get him to go the next 2-3 months. Ladies, you can have a great effect on your husband by serving God. We need some virtuous women in our homes today. We need women who are godly and moral. And morally upright and chaste and honest and up and separated under the things of God. That's the kind of, you know what? I might be saying these things and I might be boring you, but I'm going to tell you something. We don't see many women like that today, even in the fundamental churches. How many women are really sold out for God in fundamental churches, separated? I mean, your life is separated under God. We need separated women under God. And if we don't see them in the fundamental churches, Brother Bobby, we're not going to see them nowhere. Don't get mad about the world and all the stuff that they do out there. When we can't even keep it right here where God's meeting with us, don't expect the world. Listen, we ought to show the world what's right. The world ought to follow our pattern. We ought not follow the pattern of the world. Now notice with me, we need women who love their husbands, women who promote and support their husbands, women who stand by their husbands, and the good times and the bad times. I don't know why I married you. Here we go again. I knew I should have married Ralph. No. You ought to get your heart right and be the kind of wife that God meant for you to be for that man. And maybe if you're the right kind of wife, maybe you'll be the right kind of husband. You say, boy, preacher, you're picking on me. Wait till I get him next month. I'm going to start tonight in the marriage things. Listen, you got Proverbs 31? Just for about 10 minutes, I want you to see some scriptures. I want you to follow on with just a few verses there in Proverbs 31:11. Look at Proverbs 31:11. Verse 10 says, who can find a virtuous woman? God says, man, I'd like to find one. Their price is far more worth than rubies. So then he says, here's what a virtuous woman is. Look at verse 11. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her. Wow. How many are with me yet? In other words, it teaches us that the heart of her husband does safely trust in her. Wives, does your husband trust in you? Wives, do your husband look up to you? Look at verse 12. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. I can't wait to get back to that guy. He did this to me. He didn't, and boy, you just want to get back. No. She will do him, her husband, good and not evil. I'll get him. I'll burn his toast tomorrow. She will do him good, not evil, all the days of her life. Ladies, that's a long time. All the days of her life, that's a long time. Hey, Colton, you're a special boy. When you get married, Colton, you make sure you marry the right woman. I'm gonna get into some of my Bible studies with you. But God's got, look up here, I'll just give you one thought for tonight. God does have a mate. For those who are supposed to be married, God does have a mate for you. It's your job to find God's will and to marry that mate and then do God's will with that mate. Amen? You wonder why a lot of people are messed up. They didn't marry the person God meant for them. Verse 12, she will do him, her husband good not even all the days of her life. Boy, you say, man, I can't wait to get rid of that guy. I can't wait. I'm glad he goes to work. I can't stand him. Oh, my. We need to get our marriages turned around. Proverbs, look at verse 25. Look at verse 25. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. In other words, she's honorable, and she's respectable. We need some ladies. We need some old-fashioned ladies that are honorable and respectable. We used to see that all the time. Ladies, be a godly lady for God. Ladies, listen to the preacher. Be a godly lady for God. And when you do, you do it for God, you'll be doing it for everybody, your children, your husband, for everybody around you. Shine for Christ. Let your light shine for Christ. Amen? Look at verse 26. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. Wow. In other words, her speech is honorable. She shows kindness in the way she does things. By the way, she's not a backbiter. She's not a talebearer. She's not a gossiper. Boy, watch out. I better get off this one. You know the worst thing you can do? Let me stop here for 1 minute. Ladies, you can cause a lot of trouble for your family, for your friends, for this church. You get on that phone and start gossiping. Oh, Satan uses that. Did you hear this? Did you? Oh, no. Now, if I tell you, it's a secret. Mary Lou, I'm going to tell you a secret. You got to promise not to tell nobody. Betty, I'm going to tell you a secret, but I got to tell you. Hello? That secret within 1 hour is around the world. It's been to Tokyo and back 3 times. And every time, Marty, the story changes. And every time God looks down from heaven and says, you know I don't like that. You know that's not good. You know that harms people's lives. You know that it harms your life. By the way, you know who gets hurt most of all? You do. Because you put evil in your heart. Ladies, don't let Satan destroy you with evil in your heart. I'm going to tell you, how many believe we serve a risen Savior? How many believe He's real? How many believe He can give us victory over temptations and things? He can. Let's give Christ the victory for our life. Amen? Look at verse 28. Her children. Oh, look at verse 27. She looketh well to the ways of her household. Eateth not the bread of idleness. She's not lazy. I use this about every year, but it's true. Anything that kills a guy, he comes home. His wife hasn't done her hair yet. She didn't even took a shower, and she's still in her old bedclothes. And it's 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He comes in. The house is scattered with junk. Baby's got 2 shots in the diaper. Hadn't changed. He walks in, sees dishes all over, and all kinds of things. How's your day? And go, and she's got to say, yeah. How you doing, bud? Well, I was doing good. I think I just got, honey, I got, they're calling me back to work. You know why guys don't want to come home? You don't make it, lady wants to come home. Hello? Listen, I'll be working on my marriage on this. You ought to do all you can to keep yourself up. You ought to put the perfume on every day. When Eddie comes home, Lizzie ought to say, how you doing, big boy? I'm going to tell you right now, you just try that. He'll probably leave work early the next day to get home. Look up here. We have lost it. Look up here. Kelly, when Chuck comes home, you say, honey, I'm glad you're home. I've missed you. How'd your day go? Man, I'm just so glad you're back. Let me give you a hug. Hello? We've lost it. We've lost it. Betty, you said something a couple months ago, and I was glad you said it. We were doing the books and the little markers and the whatever we were doing, those collating, whatever we did. And Johnny was gone. And I don't blame Johnny, he was hunting. But she said to Jed, and she says, man, I miss him. And I was, John, that is what a compliment. She said, he's gone and I miss him. That was a great compliment that she cares about you, John. And it thrilled my heart. I never told you that, Betty. But I'm glad that you said that. We need to let people know when Barney's gone, and I know he's retired now from Navy, but I know Lori, there was a lot of times he'd ship out and sail out, and he had to because he was in the Navy. And she wouldn't be with Marty for a long time, but I'll tell you, when he comes home every day, act like he's been gone for a long time and just say, boy, honey, glad your ship sailed in today. Marty will put this record on. We're sailing on. We're sailing on. There's a gospel song like that, by the way. I think Jim Delishman sang it. I think Tammy Lynn sings it. We're sailing on. Marty's favorite song, We're Sailing On. Look up here. I see Jordan there. Let me pick on those kids for a couple minutes. I think they've been married 2 or 3 years, right? A couple years maybe. Don't let it get old. Don't let it get old. When Jordan comes home, man, be all fixed up for him. Say, hey, how you doing, honey? You'd be surprised. You know, my preacher years ago told me something that he was, Brother O'Brien, he said, preacher, you'll get more things with sugar than you will vinegar. Hello? Hey, guys, you'll do a lot better with sugar than you will vinegar. Anybody home? It doesn't hurt to say a kind word. It doesn't hurt. It does a lot of good to say. The Bible says a fitly word spoken is like apples of gold and pitchers of silver. I know this is Mother's Day, but I'm going to say a couple things to the guys. I'm 63 years old. I've been married for almost 43 years. And there's hardly a day goes by, and you can ask my wife, that when I see her, I say, boy, you're so pretty. You are so beautiful. I'm so glad I married you. And I mean it. I mean it from the depths of my heart. She says, just keep thinking. I'm glad you keep thinking that. Wow. I say, no, honey, you really are beautiful. You know what? Let me say something to you. Whoever you're married to, they ought to be beautiful to you. And if they're not, something's wrong with you. I wouldn't trade my wife for anybody in the whole world. Rod, you and I have been through a lot, and our wives have went through a lot with guys like you and I. Because the ministry's not easy. And Debbie, you and Rosie are going to get great blessings in heaven. You probably won't see it on this side with me and Roddy, but you guys are going to get a whole lot in heaven. Because you sold out for Christ. Look up here. Ladies, be everything you can for your husband. Amen? And then lastly, look at me. We're getting close to the last. Verse 28, she always tries to be a blessing to her family. Look at verse 28. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. You know what? If you're the right kind of mom, right kind of wife, your children will love you and they will praise you. My kids love their mama. They have a good reason to. Their daddy loves their mama. He has a good reason to. She's been a tremendous woman, tremendous wife, and tremendous mother. But you can be the same. Every one of you ladies can be the same. Rosie's not all by herself. There's a lot of other great ladies. Hello? But she's sure a great role model. Do your children rise up and call you blessed? Does your husband call you blessed? Listen, a virtuous woman is a mother who loves her husband and children. But a virtuous woman, above all the motivating factors for the virtuous woman is one thing. Her love and loyalty is to her Savior. You know what makes Rosie a great wife for me and my family? She loves the Lord. The motivating factor, that lady that plays that piano over there, organ, whatever you call it, that instrument. The lady that motivating factor that lady that's lived with me for 43 years, that's put up with me and helped me pastor this church and one other church, that's helped me raise my children and my grandchildren. She has one great motivating factor that keeps her going, because I don't keep her going. I'm a drag. It's Christ. Ladies, you want to be the lady of your home? Let Christ be your power source. I'll relate to the guys. I may hope the ladies can get this. Sears always were heralded for years for the best battery, a diehard battery. They just kept turning and kept cranking. They had the best battery. And they turn your engine over all the time. Well, I'm going to tell you what turns Rosie's engine over every day. It's Christ. My wife has a special walk with Christ. I'm not trying to put her on a pedestal today. God knows my heart. But the reason you love her so much and the reason she's like a mother to all of us, me included, is because she's got wisdom and love and the Spirit of God upon her. That is it, Mike. You're right. And because that spirit rests there, we see fruit. Hello? That's for all women. It's all from our Savior. Ladies, get close to God. Ladies, get close to God, and you'll be that virtuous woman that God talks about in Proverbs chapter 31. The virtuous woman holds a very special place in God's heart. He said they're more worth far above rubies. In other words, they're priceless. Let me challenge you, ladies, today on May 13, 2012. Dedicate your life today to be that virtuous woman. How many want to be that virtuous woman? It talks about in Proverbs 31. Then dedicate your life. Say, God, I want to be that woman. I want to be that virtuous woman that you talk about in Proverbs 31. God, show me. Teach me. God, guide me. God, draw me to you. God, fill me with your truth and wisdom. God, help me to be all I need to be for my husband. Help me to be all I need for my children and my grandchildren. Help me to be all I need for my church. God, help me to be all I can for you. God, help me to be that virtuous woman. I guarantee if you'll seek God with that, ladies, he'll come down, he'll show you, and he'll work in your life. Let's bow our heads in prayer. By the way, happy Mother's Day. You're all so very special. Heavenly Father,